The League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC, is one of the parties involved in ballot rejection lawsuits in Washington and other states. Ballot rejections come as no surprise to them, considering Latino voting power in political races. David Cruz is the LULAC Communications Director. He explains why ballot rejection is a critical issue.
It's very clear that the Latino vote represents, depending on which side of the aisle you are on today, either the greatest opportunity or the greatest threat to the outcome that you want in an election. And this is why across America, we are seeing very concentrated and deliberate efforts to marginalize Latino votes.
A ballot rejection report from the Washington State Auditor, Pat McCarthy, showed that the rejections are significantly related to the county where the voter casts a ballot. Franklin, Okanogan, Adams, and Kittitas had the highest rejection rates in the 2020 general election. Mismatched signatures, language barriers, and voter inexperience are among the causes that can lead to the rejections of votes. The analysis conducted by Investigate West in 8 counties with the highest Hispanic population in Washington state says Latino voters' signatures rejection was 1% in the November 2020 election, 4 times the rate of other voters. According to the analysis, Latinos contributed 17% of the accepted ballots, but 46% of the rejected ones. Cruz cannot say the specific percentage of Latino rejected ballots because of pending legal actions. He clearly stated that the Latino community does not want special privileges, simply access to their rights.
We want to be represented where we live and where our voters are mobilized and trained to vote. That's it. No more, no less. We're not asking for special privileges, but we certainly don't want to be denied our right.
According to the last census, Central Washington has a higher rate of Hispanics that are concentrated in Adams, Franklin, and Yakima counties. I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.